This is KYUK, public radio for the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. I'm Anna Rose MacArthur. On Thursday, petitions to recall Governor Mike Dunleavy were circulating throughout the state, including in Bethel, where volunteers camped out in front of the courthouse to catch drivers in a long line of traffic to stop. By the end, they collected a total of 256 signatures. KYUK's Christy Schallenberger has the story.
Bethel's road construction opened up the perfect opportunity for volunteers handing out the petition.
Is he a registered voter?
A table decorated with flags faces Chief Eddie Hoffman Highway. Beverly Hoffman and other volunteers walk up to waiting cars that line up because of the construction just up the road. Kathleen Nanning sits in one of those cars. She didn't vote for Dunleavy and says cutting services for a full permanent fund dividend isn't a wise idea.
I don't want bigger dividends. I want people to be taken care of because of what people spend their dividends on. Because dividend time can be a really sad time for some of the students in our area because their parents don't spend it on the right things.
Kathy Hansen is one of the volunteers gathering signatures. She hands a pen to a woman signing the petition. Hansen thinks they can get enough signatures to put the petition up for a vote next April.
I think the sentiment is statewide is very strong, that we have a governor who's made some egregious mistakes. Democracy is not a spectator sport.
The volunteers collect the signatures during noon rush hour and the evening, right when people get off work. This petition round, if it is approved by the state and has enough signatures, would then trigger a second round, when even more signatures would be required to put the governor's recall to a public vote in April. Nome, Anchorage, Kodiak, and the state capital Juneau are some of the places holding recall Dunleavy events in Alaska on Thursday. In Bethel, I'm Christy Schallenberger.
The National Weather Service warns of possible elevated water levels and minor coastal erosion this afternoon through tomorrow night from the Kuskokwim Bay to Hooper Bay. Southwest winds of 25 to 40 miles per hour with high gusts are expected to push tides 1 to 3 feet above normal high tide. And in more environmental news, salmon have been found dead in rivers across western Alaska. The largest die-off reported comes from the Koyukuk River, a tributary of the Yukon. Scientists suspect the summer's record heat as the cause. In mid-July, Lisa Beifelt needed to put away fish. So she and her boyfriend boated to an eddy near her home in Huslia on the Koyukuk River.
And then that's when we started noticing the dead salmon. Like every place we would stop, they would be floating.
They counted hundreds of dead summer chum.
Dead salmon washed up, just piles of them.
Stephanie Quinn Davidson directs the Yukon River Intertribal Fish Commission. She flew a team of scientists to the Koyukuk to check out what was happening in recorded videos. The salmon had not spawned. They had underdeveloped eggs and sperm, meaning they still had a long way to go upstream.
A river that was usually teeming with life felt like a tomb.
UAF fisheries professor Peter Westley was also on the trip. The salmon showed no signs of parasites, lesions, tumors, or other infections. And because other fish species were not dead, pollution and low oxygen seemed unlikely. Vanessa Von Biela studies the effects of temperature on Yukon salmon.
I think there's strong evidence to suggest that fish are dying because of heat stress.
Her research shows temperatures approaching 70 degrees begin demanding enormous energy from the fish.
So it's like if you start a long road trip and you actually end up running out of gas before you make it to your destination.
The river spent more than a month at or above this threshold. There were temperatures so warm they had never been recorded on the Yukon.
It just was probably too much for them.
Holly Carroll was on the trip as well. She manages the Yukon Summer Chum for the Alaska Department of Fish and Game, and she's not rattled by the die-off.
There's 1.4 million salmon that came in this river, and we might have seen thousands die off, but I'm not worried about the future of this species.
She says salmon are resilient, but it's their resilience that alarms another scientist on the trip, UAF professor Peter Westley.
They're really tough. And so if salmon are dying, it points to something fairly serious.
Despite the die-off, subsistence families have not reported difficulty meeting their summer chum harvest goals, and king salmon, which are larger, have not been reported dead. Now a message from Kinnick Construction regarding Bethel Roads construction. Kinnick will be performing road excavation for culvert replacement on Ridgecrest Drive in front of the AC near Willow Street beginning today. Expect delays and changes to the traffic pattern during this time. One lane will be closed on Ridgecrest Drive between Bethel Independent Baptist Church and Subway for 2 to 3 days, with traffic being controlled by flaggers. And lastly, the state of Alaska Native Languages is the subject of a teleconference today. The Alaska Native Language Preservation Advisory Council will use the testimony to write its report to the governor and state lawmakers. The teleconference starts at 1:30 p.m. and ends at 3 p.m. To participate, call 1-800-315-6338 and use the code 26571#. Another teleconference is scheduled for August 13th. This is KYUK News. I'm Anna Rose MacArthur. Thanks for listening. Please send your news tips to news@kyuk.org and stay tuned for the news in Yukdun coming up.